Stage. So, Perry was relatively short, so given maybe not such an easy sergey. Let's see if we can try to pull together some new sounds and make some sense of it. Perry will have time. Okay, Starist is in within the Rishayim, what seems. For me, to the Rishayim, sort of seemed easy, because you need a barrier, and if it's not Kabriyos, it's not a barrier, but it wasn't so posh at the Chaya. We ended up with one Tanai, three Tanoim, four Tanoim. So the difference between the three Tanoim and the four Tanoim was a Dakis big difference. The number of Achayim pointed out that Taisus and the Rosh are B'yasoidei, a completely different Avon in the Sugya than basically all the other Rishayim. Rashi, Ran, Ramban, Rashba are a totally different Havana than Taisus and the Rosh. Taisus and the Rosh understood that the Makor for Beria is coming directly from the Gemara Makas, that Beria is high of Malkus, even Pachas and Kazayis. Since the term, what's the Havana there? The Torah says, a Sheretz is also, the Mola is also, Sheretz, or Oif, Sheretz, whatever it is, Sheretz of mine, Sheretz is also. And if you eat that Sheretz, you're going to be chayav on it. You don't need a kazayis. Normally, you're personally chayav on isurei achilo if it is a din achilo because he ate a kazayis. But if this is the chefza, the Torah answered, so you don't need the shir kazayis. It's already an achilo just by eating that berry itself. And we're mainly the deraisa is chayav malchus on eating one ant, if it's shalom, if it's a kibriyasa. And the mainly the drabonim, the Russian Tzitz B'chayar agreed that berry shayna betelas drabonim. But we went out midrabanan from the Chiv Malkus that anything that you would have been Chiv Malkus on, anything that is the size is exactly the way the Torah answered it, is not going to be bought. Ben Godel, Ben Cotton, whatever. However, Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran all seem to learn that there is al chashivus. It's something that we also has a good as a chashivus. It's shalim, the shalim we know, a race in Hilchas of Betzias a pass, that there's a mailer that's a kind of a lechem shalim over a lechem over a prusa. That there's a mailer of something that's shalim. So a berry is something that's shalim. So it's a mailer, it's a chashivus. And then within that, so then they get into all the different things, what makes it really needs to be, but the besi hashleimus, it has to be completely shalom. They talk about it in Yechalakim Shmaya love, and it has to be that it's not missing anything, and that it's Briyas Neshama. It has to be very choshev in order to be Einer Batel Neshum Beriyah. But the bottom line is the Ikar is choshev. And the main one is that's why, as the Gemara Batim puts Beriyah together with Chatich Rulis Kapit, and we're going to have soon Dabash of Dominion next month. Those three things, the L'chopachs are all Einoi Batel, Afilu Be'elef, and they're all maybe Einoi Batel, Afilu Be'elef. And the reason, according to Roy Rishayin, and Tzad HaShav of Alton, is because they're Gibbis HaChashivus. So something that's Choshev isn't Batel. It comes out then, so according to them, so I have three or four Tnoim, and all these Tnoim are coming to the same point, is it has to have complete chashivas, maximum chashivas. According to Taisus and the Rosh, there's really only one Tanai. The one Tanai is that it should be in Yichalak Ein Shmayalov in Linyan Isser. Has to be that this is the Isser the Torah answered. That was a Torah answered Nemala, answered Sheretz. This is a Sheretz. If you cut it in half, it's not a Sheretz anymore. It's not the whole Sheretz anymore. So the Mele is really Briyas Neshama was only Lashitasai and all the other things, they were only, those were the bats and they weren't important. They weren't Ludina. According to Rosh Hashanah, the only thing that's important is this is the Shem that the Torah answered.
When does this thing happen?
Where is he taking it from?
Where do you see it? Such an equivalent that he said it's only
Because the way Taisus explained it is, this is it. The Torah said this cheftz is also ben gadol ben katan. The Torah answered no, ben gadol ben katan. So if I eat a tiny nemola, I'm going to be chayav on it already. If I take chaylev, which is a significant part of a behemoth, so there, I don't know. Maybe if you eat the whole, so there, if I eat all the chaylev in the behemoth, I did the Torah said don't eat chaylev. So I ate chaylev, I ate a mashu of chaylev, I ate chaylev, if I ate all the chaylev in the behemoth. So where do you see here this, I did everything, the Torah asked it, bein gadol bein katan. There's no chafza here. Chelev is not a chafza. Chelev is a description. It shows it's not a shema atzim. It's a shema tayyib. It's sheretz. It's a chafza. The chafza. What's the gzeres yet? Again, according to this, everything's coming from the gzeres akosim by chiv malchus. Again, enoch hanami, the inner bottle is midrabbanan, but the rabbanan made it onto the deresa by chiv malchus, which is a gzeres akosim based on this is what the teras is. Just like someone who's mefarish nidra, someone who's noibu, I will not eat gargi or whatever of chita, so you'll be chay mal, you'll be chay, you'll be oiras neder. If you're eating one gargi, you won't have to eat a.
What happens
according to that? Someone has one kazayas
from a
tzav
or whatever, a turtle.
Right.
So then
the Rebbe
would say, well, there was
mechayev,
was one is a whole turtle.
But if I
only one kazayas
at
the turtle, so
it
shouldn't be
chayev. No, so the Torah asks you a maisa achilo of turtle also. But then you'll have to have a kazayas. Then you'll need the argument of the achilo, which is a kazayas. Because then I also eat a tzav. The chiddush is.
Once I ate a kazayas, it's called already.
Once I ate a kazayas, I did a chiv of tzav. I don't have to eat the whole tzav. But the point is that if you ate an amala, even though I didn't have a kazayas, but the Torah says don't eat the amala, I ate an amala. You can tell me no, but you're not chayav because you didn't. The Torah says don't eat the amala. If you eat the amala, you're going to be chayav. And the person went and ate an amala and said, no, you're potter because it's less than a kazayas. But the Torah says don't eat the amala. If you do, you get malchus, and I ate it. So that's the chiddush of a bet. Right? It's only lechumer, not lekula.
Does anybody learn this? It's also in the chashis.
Is there anyone? If you look around, you can find someone.
I mean,
the chashivus is that this is what the Torah says.
Something who has his name. Who loses his name when he got it means he lost his chashivus. That's why he changed his name.
The Ramban and the Ramban learn like you because they also have this tenai of Yechol Shmoy and Shmoy Alav. And they're coming out chashivus luchar.
So I'm saying, there's also Kenzai also was like that. There's no yichovet in Tosfos to say means more as chazeres kasim than as chashivus.
Well, because the only svara he gives is the svara of this kilu, the terez mefarish. This is what you're not.
And therefore, it's chosh. Since like the Rashi and Ben Osi, since the Tanya will machshav it legabe malchus, we also machshav it legabe.
And what about? But then what about the other tnaim of chashivus?
As chilek of the chashivus.
Speaks about it. It's Marumas in the Chaz Das. So the Heidegger all speak about it.
I guess
so. Sefer speaks about it. Yerakatir speaks about it. Ayosha speaks about it. All the Heideggers speak about it. The early Akronim who speaks out Mufurish? Couldn't even have Kain's book. Have you seen Kain's song? I think they both have. The Prima Brothers match for that. What?
What?
Yeah. It wasn't fine. I have my mind was, but I didn't see it yet. Fine. So the Marshals, according to the Luchaira Shulchan Aruch, brings down all the different tonight. So Luchaira Shulchan Aruch is passing the Rashba. Hold you need for tonight, because Shulchan Aruch brings for tonight. It's agav interesting that we're somewhere right here. The Goyin doesn't say that. The Goyin says the Shulchan Aruch is coming. Take all the coolers together. The coolers of Taisus and the Rosh with the coolers of the Ram and the Ramban. Take all the coolers. Why doesn't he just say he's going like the Rashba, which the Chayra fits better in the words of Shulchan Aruch and will also get you the same exact four tonight. So I think we will say for pointing this part because B'siyas didn't mention the Tosfos. So he didn't want to say that the Makar for Shulchan Aruch is the Rashba, but B'siyas didn't mention the Rashba.
He says
Makar
from the Ram. The Goyin says Makar from the Ram. And like Tosfos also.
That's more Zad. Well, now it's interesting to put. Oh, so one thing it'll be Muvan. So Makar Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban, Ram, Rashba, Rashi.
And the Rambam doesn't know. L'chayr the Rambam also agrees. But see that will be very muvan, l'chayr much more than it would be like Tosfos in the Rosh. The Divrei HaRambam in the beginning of Kuf Gimel, where the Rambam told us that a barrier is srucha, a barrier that becomes moz, is pokach hashivus, say now it is bom. Now if you were l'shem hashivus, so he says, just like what Yehudim is covered, now it's moz, not hashiv anymore. With pokach hashivus, there's no reason it shouldn't be bottled. According to Tosfos in the Rosh, that it's not mashul chashivus, l'chayra, that shouldn't be true. Because the Maaseh, this is what the Torah asks, you're going to be chayv malchus on it. So why shouldn't it be bottled?
When it's shalim, when it's not saruch.
You're going to be potter for malchus on it?
I don't know, in the case of Nisra?
Yeah.
Because it could be
Avopik
in the Torah
Asri.
I mean, it's
most Mitzchilo. Okay, so the Avopik in the Torah Asri. So
even
this is what the Torah Asri.
But even according to the other
Rishonim. Yeah. No, the whole Machlaik is the Ramah and the Achayim were Chaluk on the Ramah. That's all going Bidas HaRajba the Ran and the Rambam. Lefi Rashi, Lefi Tosfos and the Rosh, Lechayim and the Dibre Ramah don't start. And again, no one asks that on the Ramah. No one asks on the Ramah, but what do you mean? Tosfos and the Rosh said that that's what the Torah answered. And because we don't pass this, is because they don't pass the Rosh and Tosfos.
Or we pass them all, everybody, like the Goyim says.
Exactly, we take Lekula. But Mizrach don't pass them only the Rosh and Tosfos. Mizrach can take what would be nafka minas lamaisa between them? Good, so we said long week is good shmah, we said long is the chiluk, what's the chiluk long? But what would be nafka minas between them? So we mentioned sort of a nafka minas would be if it's shaykh to say the Ramos Kula, well, Chari the Ramos Kula is not shaykh like the Russian Tysus. And the Agam Megillah said, did not mention that as one of the nafka minas. He wrote a couple other nafka minas. He quoted the crazy place, though, it was all the guy, I'm sure everyone saw the crazy place. Crazy place he wanted to be Malamat Schuss on Chari Sof, did he bugs? And before Bai came around, and so he wanted to hear the crazy place. He came up with a cool.
The core from the crazy place he liked Rabbi, as he says, Chachila Avada. Someone is like Bal Nefesh, the Mizaras, and everything like that.
I'm not saying Tzitzit Chagam. I'm just saying the Mice is the Mitzvah. The crazy place is made. The Minig is so that the Hanhaga of the Hamoy Naam in his days was that people were eating bugs.
That's
not
bugs.
It's not what the crazy place is.
So
he doesn't say they weren't pugs. He says everything was full of pugs. So he wants to be mad. He wants to bring a limud schus because one of the four tzvah you mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is has to be awesome in tchilas b'rasa. And these bugs, till they were pirish, they were mutter. So the ma'isa is, that's good, that I could understand l'das harajbo and rambam l'di'imei. That it's felt, you have 49 for the chashivos, and it's felt one of them. But according to Tosfos and the Rosh, Lamaisa, this is the sheriff of the Torah Asid, and the Torah Asid, these shrotzim that we know that start off wearing these bacteria and are pirish. So the Torah Asid, how is that going to be a patur on the bittel? So Chayr, the crazy places, Hefter doesn't start like Tosfos and the Rosh. Now, what I say is, that's not time the crazy place, because Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, right? The Ramban. So crazy place is going Adina to Shulchan Aruch, but it would be enough between the Rishayim. And what I say, the Prima Golem also says that this is, says similarly.
You're saying that's in fact if Shulchan Aruch passes.
Yeah, what I say, Shulchan Aruch passes is not like Tosfos, it's not Machmir for Tosfos in the Rosh. But I'm saying the crazy place is cool of Sheretz. Since it's not awesome, Tchuz B'Yosa is only going to be Shayach, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, and not like Tosfos in the Rosh. Now, I'm just saying, what would be Nafka Minas between these different Shitas B'Shayach? Not L'Halacha Mais, anything's going to change here. We're going to pass them like Shulchan Aruch. And those who are Chaylak, even those who are Chaylak in the crazy place, see, like the Chavaz Das, they come and they say, yeah, why do we do this? Because it doesn't mean, the Rav didn't mean, look at the words of the Rav inside, it didn't mean it meant it has to be an iser that comes migufa. It's bad. It's an iser be'etzem. Not that the iser came midover acher, not from a maisa, or from a dover from a dover tzadi. That's what the common of the Rashi. That's the tnai of tchilas b'riyasa. Usually, something that's be'etzem is mitchilas b'riyasa. Something that's not be'etzem is not mitchilas b'riyasa. But the ikra is not the tchilas b'riyasa. And shrotzim, it is the iser is be'etzem.
There's just it's felt in the tonight, sheretz al arts, but the sheretz is a heftz of isit, the min of the terasir. So they're also clearly not coming from the Taisis and the Rosh. The whole Nidin here is only a Nidin, Bidas and Ramban and Rash. Right. Posh. Number two, another Nachkamina, this is also brought Megillah Sefer, is he says, what's going to be by an Isser Drabon? What? A barrier of an Isser Drabon. Whatever you want to come up with, the Isid Rabbanon is Kibriyot, right? So according to the Rosh, what? Yeah, you're not like on it. The Terry didn't ask for this Chafza, so Meir Chetes, it's going to be Ed Malkin. It's Meir Chetes, it'll be in a bottle.
I mean, the Terry was never
mashed
such a
way. I don't need the Terry to be mashed, it's bad. It's a double chashuv, it's a briyasa. According to the big nafkimi comes out between them is, according to the Rosh, this din of beria is mugbal specifically to Chiyuv Malkus and to Din Bittul. It's not like a shas pal that anything is chashuv is always going to be kilu or kazayis. According to the Rav and the Ramban of the Ime, this is a klal. The klal is that anything that's kibriyasa is chashuv. And remember, it's going to have a dinam all over shas al chashivus, which we'll get into more a little later. But according to Rosh, this is not a qualious big din, it's a very specific din. So according to Rosh, if it's an Rabbanon, Ken Zayin shouldn't be any din, it's not both. The Maisi is the idea, I think the Yad Yehuda speaks this out, I think the Makot is, this is not finished in the Yad Yehuda. The Maisi is Doichet. He says that even like the Rosh, you could say, Komash Tikrin Rabbanon came, there is a Tikrin. And the Yiduch is like the Rav, like the Rav, the Maisi is still, he has the Chashibos. So who cares? The Isis Drabon has a chashiv. Was the chaf? It's not bottle. It's choshev. He says, "No, you could be doyeh. You could be doyeh." That let's see. Did I write it down? Remember, the Yadid was doyeh that also. Well, let's see. He says, "Kubi, we don't find the chazal of goyzon in Isis Drabon, and that it shouldn't be bottle, not be just because it's choshev. True, it's going to have chashivus of a barrier." But we don't find Meir Chetes a Chazal with Goyzer that Nisr Drabbanon that's Chosh is not Bottle. It's anywhere only Drabbanon. So maybe when Chazal with Goyzer that Isurim Chashuvim are not Bottle, they only said that on Isurim Dereisach HaChashuvim. So yeah, he just begs. He says, maybe it's not Mukhah Tzunach Kimina. Another Nach Kimina. I think this was the one Yadu said was only Nach Kimina even, maybe. Another Nach Kimina would be the Mati Yenison, and the crazy place I think also brought it down. But there was a Mati Yenison in the back. I should have put it in the Marmar Kremit, that's an important, but it was an interesting Mati Yenison. What? Okay. Back in my days, I had an old Shulchan Aruch, so it was on the side. So it was included in the Nesin Kelim, but I should probably put it in the Marmar Kremit. So he wants to talk about whether Kenan is a Kenan that I have it in Varian. Because it says, one of the four Tznayim is Nibrius and the Shabbat. And we know that on Shabbos, there's mutter to kill kinam on Shabbos because they're not part of a rabbi. They don't have neshama. There's no tilus neshama on a kinam. So he somehow puts together that if there's no nisir tilus neshama because they're not part of a rabbi, it must mean they don't have a neshama. So Mameh is they don't have a neshama, so then there's no dinari on it because it's not brias neshama. That's what the Mati Yenis wants to find. And of course, many questions. I look on him. But I think the Yadida points out that L'chayr is only Shaykh, all again like the Rashi and Ramban, like places, it's not like it. It's Maisel, the Terasa eating. And this is the Chatz of the Terasa. So L'chayr, we have a Yusayis Digam Machlakis Vishayim, we have a couple of Nafkaminas between them, and the bottom line is Shulchan Aruch Zichu is Meiko, not like the Rosh and the Taisa. Fine. Fine? Okay, so that should be easy. Now we'll move on to what?
It's not like the same case of inclusive place.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between when you go to Rafamin of inclusive place, you mean this as a second afternoon? Isn't it the same that case?
Well, it's two totally different svar. One's kinim, the crazy places had to was on milk.
Nubim, maybe are they helping us in Shabbat? It doesn't say you were allowed to kill Nubim on Shabbat. You have to what? Nubim? It's not pure Shalaris. Not pure Shalaris, it doesn't have to be notes in the Atzma. It could be, you'll say, well, you think, if you take the, I don't know, the Richter Meliodas, Havana, then it could be a cut out the same thing, the Etzim. But, that's my knowledge, no one says you're allowed to kill Milton on Shabbos. Hagam, Uchayrum, no one ever saw them coming from eggs either. It's a horror, there's a story, it's totally the Svar. Even if it's the same Heftzim, it's totally the Heftzim on it, the Svar is a different Svar. Fine. So that was like an introduction to the sugya. Now let's move on to second Nekuda. There was a very important, very lamaisa the Geshayla that came up in the sugya. One of the tnai was to be a barrier with Luchayri, the one that would be the most muskarish, the havana, and what is a barrier. If I ask you, what is the tnai being a barrier, being kibriyasai, then everyone would have said, ask me Shalai. Now, for those who saw Kufal Bob, which I hope everybody did, it wasn't all that partial how showing it really has to be. The Bezeza seems to be noted that whatever falls off the Derek Bishulai is going to be wilted. It's not going to take it out of being a barrier. The Krimer Melvin said that if you had a Dagatame and it's Snapir and fell off, it's still going to be Kibriyasa.
There comes
Snapir. Yeah.
It can't be.
Why not?
There's no
dark tongue or it has nothing left. Awesome. That is the wrong kind. It has kaskasim, though, that are the wrong kind of kaskasim. The kaskasim come off without tearing the skin. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I said two different things. I said, something that comes off, it's still not, even though it's not kibriyah, sorry, it's still not bot. It's still not bot. You have something, according to Pringer, Nitel Snapir, it's not Bob. According to some Rishagan, it was Nitel, it was the Havamina of some Rishagan, it was Nitel and Eva Shane and Shalat Pluya Boy, it's still going to be a barrier. And of course, the whatever, Zagoy Shari Duru says that you're missing legs or whatever, you're missing whatever. Spire, as long as Rome is there, and it's not missing some of the Rosh and Shifra. So you could have things that are significantly, that are kind of missing relatively significant parts of them. That is, the best heter always in Beri is going to be that it is, or the Stomar, or at least the Sophic, that some, I mean, one antenna of the Nemala fell off, and especially we see when she was a Rashba, whatever, that there's at least, the Etzim is it should be easy to imagine those barriers, because, Bukhari should say, that she was a Rashba is Mucha, that once something's in this Bashal, and you talk on what they're off with, especially if you went to a form of Lisha, went to the thinners, there's at least the Suffolk, if it's still a barrier. Anything that's small enough to be Negea, it's possibly Kazayas, is almost inevitably delicate. And it's very misfabric to say that there's at least a Suffolk once it went through a Bishul or here, any processing that the stomach, at least the Suffolk, at least 50% chance that a tiny piece of it broke off. That would be a berry anymore, even if it's only a sophic, but berry holds that a berry is drabon, and we know in Muslim by all the Bahrain and the Paiskin, is that a sophic berry should be bottle. Should be both a sophic drabon and lahakal. So that would the easy way out of most shadows of berry should be that it's only a sophic berry. Maybe even a sex type of a berry, because most shadows are going to come from Maisa. I didn't see the bug jump in the pot, not like the Chavis Yara's case. Most cases are, you by mistake cooked something that had a mute amount of bugs. You forgot to sift your flour, or you put vegetables in your soup, and you didn't know that you needed the pre-checked ones, or whatever it was, you didn't check. Whatever, any of these type of shilas, your rice, or your beans, there is a world of things that are mute amount, so we're not cautious, we're not talking about you might have saw bugs fly into your soup. I mean, if that happened, beside it. But you're, so we're talking about drugs in the sex tank, even. I don't know if there was any bug mitchila. Even if there was a bug, who says by now it's a barrier. So really, it should be very easy to matter things. Al pistimus aloshin of, say, the Rosh Bayas, the Rosh Nachman, who said that if any little bit fell off, then it's not a barrier anymore, it's not shalom anymore. But me idach is, we saw l'chayra, Roiv Rishayim, as you see, the Shire Dura, the Agai Shire Dura, and the, I have some brought a whole bunch of other Mar Makarmis, and the Chayr, the Bis Yosef, and the Teres Chatos, and the Dei Roiv Derech, right? It seemed to be Machmir like the Agai Shire Dura. A little, Lahabal is just a tiny bit, was Mispar Per Al Yedea Bishol, it's still going to have a Din Varia. And you have the Prima Gadol, as he mentioned, who said that if something L'chayr in the Kuta is the Snapirim, they're not really L'chila B'chlal, so that got even cut off, it's not going to make an ice barrier. So now it's going to make it a little harder to get rid of things. It's going to have to be something that was really L'chila, and it's not Derech to fall off Ha'idei Bishol, but that would be L'chayr, maybe Apple Pekin can fall off Ha'idei Bishol.
Why does it have to be really L'chila? And what was not really L'chila?
As much as the goof of the Nemoah is the legs of L'chayr are worse. You might shine in the good of the Ragli Advarim, we said it like Atzalas. Taisus is Ragli Advarim like Atzalas. Some Ragli Nemoah are similar to Ragli Advarim. It was a good kasha. I think what could be, Taisus didn't mean that Ragli Advarim are completely inedible, they're not much bones. I think what he meant is they don't have any time, just like Atzalas don't have time, Ragli Advarim don't have time. So you shouldn't have to worry about the Ragli Advarim giving time into the trash. But Avada, they are edible, unlike the snapirim of a fish, which are mamish not edible. People who eat ants, they eat them with the feet. They don't cut off the feet first. People who eat fish...
They eat ants.
Whoever eats ants, I don't know. Whoever it is that does eat ants...
It's most of all of them, no? Sounds like you should
ask. You saw me in Malaysia, the tourists eat them.
Tourists look at them.
So the people who do eat ants, they have
chocolate.
This is a bussing of chocolate-covered ants. There are goyim who eat ants. I don't know who they are and I don't know why. But there is a musik of goyim eating ants. And they don't cut off the feet before they eat them. Whereas people who eat fish, they take off the fins before they eat the fish. Take off the tail before they eat the fish. What?
If you have a small salad, you might eat the ants.
So, but that's not going to change the cloud, because that'll be, we also find, for example, Urus. We said that Urus are like Hatzal. Hashes are like Hatzalmais, but they're not like Basa. But we know, we'll see, Paiskin will bring it down when you Basa B'chalav also, is that there are certain things that are Urim Kibasar, or Besabashis, and or Chazir, where the Ur is soft enough that the Ur is dim like Basa. Sai when you Tumas Eichlam, and Sai can then when you Basa B'chalav, and Stamuwad, and when you Nisun and Eilam, whatever. So those sardines, they're snapirim or kibbasarim, just like are certain things as kibbasarim. But the cloud is a gem. The Prima Gadol wasn't talking about sardines. He was dead herring. He was talking about normal fish, the type of fish where you don't eat the fins and the tails and whatever.
Because isn't the whole Kiddush of Shmona Shrozen that Afalpi that the Muslim, Afilu Hachi, that they're Asherim, so you can't do anything about it? It's not because of the
Achila,
the
Roy Lachila Shabbai. When you say Afik Dunamasa, I mean
Afik. Not the Gemara in the Vodazor, I don't remember exactly what it says here. I thought that it said that.
Sad is one of them, right? Turtle soup is delicacy in certain parts of the world.
That's fine, exception, fine. Sorry. The rest of them, the Afik Pekin, that people don't eat them, but they're answered it.
It's not because. Afik people eat. Nabro. Sardel, people's frog legs are delicacy, whatever. Sort of pants. Yeah. I don't know.
The Chorda Nakud is not because of the eating of the Roy Lachila. It's the Torah answered it, and it has to be Shalim. I don't know why the people got saying that the fin could come off.
So I think there's Pasha, though. I think that. So why
should it be having to do with Lachila? Saying it has to.
I'll tell you what I think. I think that it's very simple. I think. If this machlaikis here is Betzim's Lashitas. Who is the one by us who said even a mashu fell off, it's going to be bottle? Even if a mashu fell off, it loses its din berry and now it will be bottle? It was the Rosh. It was the Rishayim. Because what? The Ramban also said that? No, it didn't be actually. But the Rosh is coming because you need what the Torah asked him. Ben Gobel, Ben Kot. So the mice is that any mashu fell off, even derech bishulim, whatever it is, the death, this is no longer the chaps of the teras. Mashayim came, the other rishayim were coming, mashu mechashivos, there's at least a mokum to say it, so there won't be a steer in the Ramban, but there's at least a mocking to say that something that normally is derech a farpah on day bishul, it didn't lose any chashivas by that. Because that's the way you eat it. When you cook a steak, you know, there's a little bit of pieces that dissolve off of it, whatever. But it doesn't have any less chashivas of the steak because of that. And who have then, when you cut off the snapirim for such a fish, it didn't lose the chashivas. I'm being netted from everything here that's right lachilo. What came on you? So you took off the snapir, you took off the kaskat, those things that even were right lachilo. It didn't take away from the chashivas. If anything, it made it more chashir. It made it more of a chatichurilis cabin. Even more, now it's not only better, it's also chatichu in scab. There's more chashivas, not less chashivas by taking off the snapir.
Here the kibbutz you're saying in the Rush, I'm just, in the other Rishonim, maybe yeah. It's not because of the achilah shavuot, maybe it's just, it's insignificant.
So what I'm saying, there'll be a machlokes within those Rishonim, and Mughal, Chayrat Mughal, as Rabbi Sharon pointed out, within the Rishonim will argue on the Rush, the ones we pass him like. The Rishonim will say that very ain't a b'teru mishum chashivus, there still will be a machlokes within that shita. It's not muchach that they're going to say that anything that's not really achilah came off leaves a dindari, or anything that was derech bishula is muchach that doesn't take away from the chashivas of dari. Within that shita there'll be a machlokes. Now, what? Maybe to have the chashivas of dari, you have to have left on everything that was there originally also. So within that shita you have a machlokes, but that's all only negay if you come in mishum chashivas. If you come in Lashon HaChashivos, there's a tzad to say that the snapirim came off. Who cares? It doesn't make it any less chashuv. It's still a chaticha chashuva. You're going to get all the hanah that's ready to get out of hanah sachila from this chaticha. And that's how, that's what the Beis Yosef holds in the Pirkei Mispark Ba'idei Bishul and the Teres Chatzis and whatever. And that's what the Prima Gadol holds in the snapir. Is it didn't lose any chashivas ayidei kach. A malchum didn't machalik. Yes, there could be chayot. The Rambam's chayot beseder. There's other achrenim who chayot who didn't show up and off beseder. But the svar is very, but the sheet is very mistabel as she tells him. Yizich, I hear such a tzad to say. I hear a tzad to say, like the Beis Yosef is saying on the Sparpa ayidei bishul, and the Prima Gadol is saying by snapirim, that there are certain things that could lose, that could be nechsar, that could be chaser, and it didn't lose any of the chashivas. It still is the chashivas of the barrier. It didn't lose any of the chashivas it had when it was mamish pibuyos.
The Prima Gadol says because it's not really the achila?
I don't think the Prima Gadol explains why. But he chapped onto something that's not really
the
achila. It's hard to
figure out. It could be because of the tzura. And if it's missing a little bit, it doesn't lose the chashivas.
So then why didn't he tell me there was a leg of some type of sharis? Why did he go on the snapir? Pash just bidav. It was bidav. Also, who is the Rosh Chodesh? He's always talked about the wings of the zvuk. He mentioned the wings of the zvuk. The Binasol. So Binasol also saying a similar idea of Lachaira. The wings of the Zvul, he speaks out before because they're not Roy Lachila, right?
Yeah.
Binasol speaks out, the wings of the Zvul, since they're not Roy Lachila, if they come off.
He's saying that even according to the Rush by Narachan.
Right, because he's telling Narachan. I will get to that. That's the third group.
That's the Shir Glali.
That's the third group. So now we go up. So on this Nakuda, I thought that was Lukhari. The Shari do Lukhari, the Shari do, the Agari Shari do Lukhari of Muchach, that they are also not like the Rosh and the Taisis. Because then they would Lukhari, like the Rosh and Taisis, Lukhari, like the Rosh and Taisis, you're Muchach to say that if anything fell off, this isn't the Chatz of the Tairas. But it's not, but Enoch Nabi, the Binus Oda is not Muchach to hold like Taisis and the Rosh by, in Chulach. But the Rosh himself by us could very well be Lishitas. So that which makes it harder then to bring any Raya Lohakil from the Rosh Nechulin. Because I can say, well, the Rosh Nechulin is Lishitas and we don't pass it. Rosh and Simon Mamet Hey is Lishitas and the Rosh and Simon Mamet Gibel, which Shofanov does not pass him in all that time. And Greg Rubin and don't pass him.
So it's a
Kula
you want to say.
So
you're saying the Rosh would be a Kula.
The Rosh's Kula is only Lashitas, right? And therefore we can't hold it back.
Because in the beginning of the show you were saying that they're only a Chumra, Tosis and the Rosh, but now you're saying...
Well, in the Mukaradin, they're a Chumra. I'm now coming out, yes, there'll be a Nafkamina where they would be a Kula, which was not mentioned in the Kriya Sechim Yadim of Mukhara. And that Nafkamina, well, obviously we can't pass on that. Mukhara, we can't... Oh, that would be alright. Mukhara, that would be good, though. Mukhara, according to the Gaon, according to the Gaon who says, we are passing the Rosh and Taisis, but only when they're a Kula. So the Gaon Lachayr should be able to be Mekul here, like the Bina Sol. But not even to come on to the Russian brachas, he can come from the Russian chulin already. Because the chayr the Russian chulin is going to be muchaf, not like the Hagai Sherry.
What does the Rosh say by us? Even a mashu comes off?
Even the Ketzei Ketzosai or something like that. But he's talking about a shame. L'chayr, he's talking about, you know, leg from an amal or whatever it is. That's what the mashmai is. I think he did say that in Bishul. Fine. Okay. So now, continuing on to the third Nakuda L'chayr, is that what was the Makar of Nagoy Shari Durim? To say, and again, also the Makar of Nagoy Shari, the svar that Avi Sharei Turim brings, the makor he brings, luchayra again. The Truma Golem didn't speak out snapir medafka because not really lachila. But I have the Venus Odom who did mention that nekuda. Now Truma Golem was not based on the Venus Odom; he was, if anything, older than the Venus Odom. I don't think he would have ever seen Venus Odom. But the Avi Sharei Turim himself, the Avi Sharei Turim himself, he brought what was his makor? He said because we see the Russian brachas. The Russian bracha says that if you take a zayis and you eat the whole zayis, even if it wasn't kizayis, you'll still make a bracha achar. Ah, what about the pit? Well, chayr, you're not eating the pit, so now you're not going to have the shir kizayis, and you're not going to have kibri asan. It's not going to be a barrier, because you're not eating the pit. So the rosh is not a problem, because the pit's not edible, so you don't have to eat it. Now, well, chayr, I'm saying, again, the prima gana doesn't speak it out, but I think it would be very mistaber to say he's coming from that svar. He's saying taking off the snapirim is okay, similar to what the Rosh said. Yes, the Rosh said you have to run in front of you with a pit in it. So I don't know what the Prima Golem is going to say. Davka, it has to be you took off the snapirim after it was in front of you or whatever it is. You know? Yeah, whatever. The Prima Golem doesn't speak out. But again, I'm just saying that it's misstabber to say that the Prima Golem's svar is based on, let's say, the Russian Rosh. So there, the Russian bracha says that here I don't have to eat the pit because it's not Ramah Chilu. I'm being nether from everything that's ready to be nether from. That's briyos. That's called briyos over here. So that's the makor that Rashi Shari drew. Now l'chayr is a big problem because l'chayr the Russian bracha is a steer of the Russian chulin. The Russian chulin tells me if it's missing any mashu shiva mashu, it's not kibriyos. It's not a bar anymore. It's not kibriyos. And we explained. Shavon of the Rosh, the Chayr is l'shitasei, that if it's missing anything, this isn't the chatz to the Torah asked. Rameiwa, you can't say this bein gadol bein katan, you're going to be chayv malchus on it. And Rameiwa, there's no reason to say it shouldn't be bottled with Torahs. Now, over here, the Rosh is telling me, no, all you have to eat is the meat of the zayis, the edible part of the zayis, but the pit, well, who cares? Is it anyway not edible? I don't care you didn't eat it, you still ate a beria. So, how did the two Roshes stem? Chayr is a steer in the Rosh. So, the emesis that I think, first when I saw this, I was thinking something interesting. It maybe is, there's not such a big machaikus to Rosh and Rashi, the Ramban, and Rajba. The essence is maybe the Rosh is minded that there's a din chashivus. I think to a certain degree it's true. The Rosh is minded that there's a chashivus in Derek. The Rosh isn't saying there is no chashivus. Just he's saying we don't find the out chashivus alone. Chazal ever said that a barrier is not bottle. Chatilu is kaber is not bottle mishum chashivus. Dover shem a minion is not bottle mishum chashivus. Barrier, no, we don't find that mishum chashivus it's not bottle. It'll have to be, you'll have to come on to the Gemara Brotz. This is what you have Malkus on because this is what the Torah asked Kiru Pirish Nidre Bengodu Bengkot. But the Rosh Be'etz is minded there is a chashivus in barrier. Leini bracha achrayna. Chashivus alone is enough. I don't need bin gadol bin katan. I don't need to be chayv malchus on it to be chayv bracha achrayna. I need a chashivus. So chashivus I have.
How can you say that? But that.
And then I think the license is going to be applied with me. Yeah.
In Or HaChaim it's discussing achila. Achila is in chashivus. Shenkin by Yerideya there it's this. It's well, what the Torah asks.
What Max is talking about, the Chiyuv Malchus is also talking about Achila.
Fine, but it's not Yochas HaNenin. It's not like... It's what
but
the Torah asks.
What? But what's the Makar? If anything, what's the Makar for the Rosh? Where do we get a din of barrier by Brach HaKarnah?
Well,
Where is the makar there in brachas? Right. What's the makar of the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi wrote a story with a biyach. Was the makar the makar the makar in Shas from Daria? Makar is going back to Makkas. So how did brachas win it out from Makkas? How did Rabbi Yechonah know Luchari knew of the Gemara Makkas? But how did he see in the Gemara Makkas anything that he brought Achayna? Which is Meidach. I wanted to point out the Luchari. It's Derek. It's Damish. How did it?
The
president
doesn't everything have to shame.
What?
Shouldn't Bodoshes have to?
Be sure. We'll see if we're sure. So I want to time this. So in the Rosh Lashitasai. Shad is no, it's two completely separate sugis. There's two separate sugis. There's a din of chashivas berry, which doesn't give me a din of ein abachah by berry. That din of chashivas is megaling in bracha, bracha chayna. How? It's a shtickle that chodah that kosher dochte. Where did Rabbi Yechonah see from Makkas a chashivas berry in bracha chayna? I don't know that for sure. The understanding, maybe he understands the svar. This is why I don't know makar for the svar bracha sen ochanami. What? It's a chilu chashuva. It's a svar. There's a svar that something could be also as a give us a chashivus, and it's a svar to say that make bracha chayna and achila chashuva.
You know what bracha chayna is not stam
any anon. The shear for bracha chayna usually is the same shear as for chiyuv. It's a kazak.
Yeah, because it's
not related. My bracha das is kesevus on Yom Kippur. Anyway, but according to the Rosh, I think it's time to say it's two completely different sugyas. Yeri day in Makkas is a sugya of what did the Torah answer? And Brachas is a sugya of chashivos. So Brachas is going to be the etzim, the sugya that all the other achayim, the Rosh will be made in Brachas, in Archaim, to understand the way the other Rishayim understood Yeri day also. They understood our simon. The Rosh and Ramban and Rashba, Ramban, Rashi, and Ran understood that simon kuf in Yerid Day is a sugi of chashivus, which is doyme bet, and so then the Hagai Shari Jerusalem bet is right. In other words, the Rosh Lashitase held would have held them saying there's no tsushtal from brachas to bit on there. But the Hagai Shari Dura, who we already said doesn't hold like the Rosh in that, he al karva holds the etzim like the Ramban. He holds the Beri Yishen and Betayu of Meshum Chashivos, so the Hagai Shari Dua has a good Tushtel. He says, the Rosh is not a steerer, because the Rosh holds two different sugyas. And which sugyam I going to learn from? I'm going to learn from the Rosh and Brachas, because the Rosh and Brachas is telling me Gedarim of Chashivos. And I want to know, Lashitasin Hagai Shari Dua will tell you, I want to know, Linyan Bittul of Beri Yishen, Linyan Yeridis and Kuf, I want to know the Gedarim of Chashivos. But what's the chashivos of a barrier?
You're saying that's why he jumped to...
That's why he went to... You didn't look at the Rosh Nechul. The Rosh Nechul is talking about a different sugya. And I don't hold that. I don't hold that sugya. But the Rosh and Brachas is talking about our sugya. So that's what I wanted to tell. I didn't see anyone else say it, but that I think it's very nostalgic.
Would you be allowed thinking if you have like a fish, a lot of kinds of fish mixed together, whole fish, one is a berry, chop them into half, all of them? Just cut each fish into half?
I mean, first of all, you're starting to get a problem, but L'chayr is very nicker, that tummy for that tar, and how is it called tarut?
Whatever.
Yeah, how do you get out of it?
It's with breadcrumbs on it.
The skin. No, not berry. Take off the skin.
With breadcrumbs and
tapas. What? No, take off the skin even if people got it. You took off the cascasa maybe, but you took off the skin. Take off the cascasa.
Is it balanced?
Yeah,
we move
out.
Yeah,
the Balanced. Yeah, the Balanced. The Chazanish himself said.
Shachanaro
said, yeah. The Chazanish said, he said that if you chew it up, it's not a berry anymore. Even when you put it out, your mouth is a berry. He said you can't do it because it's Balanced Lachatchila. I just wanted to make sure to mention that. But you're right, Shulchan Aruch is the question also. So then Medina, since L'chayra has scummed all the Paiskim in Yeridea, is not like the Russian Yeridea, not like the Russian Chulin, so then that Reshayim was very right for going to the Russian in Arachan. Besides, nothing wrong with, I mean, the Paiskim knew passing the Ramad Eru, that's the passage of Rabbeinu Yaina, but it's not a steerer, because that, okay, there it is. But within this Makudin is a machlokes within the Chashivus. But the Goyish Aridu is fully right by going to the Rosh there. I had something interesting, I see it in Reddit here, I should have it on my notes itself. I wanted to tie it the other way also, though. I wanted to tie it's Muchach, that the Ramban and Rabbu, the Imei, are also to a certain degree mided to the Rosh. They're going to hold that there is also a Chashivus in being Chayiv, in the Chiv Malchus. Oh, well, I'll tell you why. I haven't seen my notes, but I think I remember well enough. Because they also, they might have evicted us a little bit to the Rosh Lamaisa. Because, according to the Rosh, the Gather is only the Chiyav Malchus, the Isser Shabbai. They say Chashiv, it's a barrier. Now, let me ask you something. What does a barrier mean? What is partially a barrier? Barrier is the Bria the way it was Nivra, right? So how is Gidat Nosher a barrier? How is Abram and Achai a barrier? It was created part of a whole animal. I cut off the leg of a chicken, and it's Abram and Achai kibarrier. What do you mean? It's only part of a chicken. It wasn't a whole chicken, now it's just the leg of a chicken.
It's a Dover Shalom, though.
A Dover Shalom. So what an Abram Shalom you're saying is a barrier. Right? Okay, so what's going to be an Abram and an Avail? Or an Abram from a Behemoth Tamayah?
Gidanosh is not even an Abram Shalom.
It's a Gid Shalom.
Not even a
good shalom. Even better, right? It's a gid. So what's shalom about for its voice of a gid? The answer is, it's the entire thing that the Torah asks for. Abram and Achai, the Torah asks for this Abram, is Pirush and Achai. So this is the whole thing the Torah asks for. Gid and Nashim, this is, these for its voice, that is the whole heft of the Torah asks for. By Mashiach, Abram and Nevela, it's not the whole thing the Torah asked. It's a piece of a Nevela. The Torah asked the whole Nevela, it's just a piece of it. So even they're going to be minded that we need.
Also, Mitzchus, Briyasa. Where do you have a case where it's not because of also
Mitzchus? Some say, Behemoth Tamei. Abram and Behemoth Tamei. Abram of a pig. Talk about the ear of the pig. It's any less than the Kazayas. So, okay. Whatever, so call it different.
Eva Shalim.
But that's not like in Shmuel, no? In Shmuel? Yeah, there's no shame of an Eva. Is there a shame of an Eva by
Eva? By Eva Rechai, there is a shame of an Eva? It's the same Eva.
The Torah calls it an Eva.
But you're coming down to what the Torah asked for. That's why I'm saying, I've seen it's more.
Because the Torah gave it a shame.
The Torah gave it a shame. So that, the Etzim is the Rosh's part. I'm just saying that the Rashi and the Ramban, I think, is Mucha from Lomdus. I should have been at the beginning of the Shema Lomdus, but I say it. Is this Mucha, the Lomdus, they do to a certain degree agree to the Rosh that we are mitchashev with the Torah asked. That doesn't give it a get.
Because the Rosh brings it as a
tie. Brings what as a tie?
Just that Yicholak Shmuel.
Right, but what does Yicholak Shmuel mean?
Obviously, it's the Torah.
I'm saying no, sometimes it would be Metzias. For example, Chaylev. Chaylev is, I have, the behemoth I have 5 kilo of Chaylev in it. I don't know, it depends on the size of the animal.
But I think
the people
also
look at Vela,
and
Vela.
They're
all sorts,
Shmuel Olam. It's
a Chatiyah form.
Vela anyways.
Yeah, but I'm saying the other way is when you take an Aver Minachai, an Aver Minach Nevela, an Aver Minach Behemoth Tamea. It's the same Aver. It's the same leg. I took a leg off a live goat, and I took an egg off a live pig, or whatever it is. They're both the same leg. Is a leg chashev or a leg's not chashev? Is an Aver shalom chashev or it's not chashev? So Elamai, even the Ramban and the Rav Budimei and Moide, that if the Torah asks you the whole Aver, so then there is a chashivus here. So what you wanted to say, Menachem, in the Rosh, that the Rosh is saying that since the Torah was Machayev on it, that gives it a Chashivus, Luchalbos Luchay, I don't know if the Rosh holds with such a thing, but the Rashbi does hold it. The Rashbi holds when the Torah asks a specific Chafza, that gives that Chafza a Chashivus. So if the Torah asks the Eber Menachai, that gives the Eber a Chashivus. And if the Torah didn't ask for this Eber specifically, then that Eber by itself would not have a Chashivus. I think that's more what the Rambam and the Rashbi do hold.
But that's what I understand. In Tosos, it's the Abram and Achai is
Usher.
For
reasons, it might be only
Usher because the Torah said it's Usher, and it was a direct Isser Ben Galo Ben Katan.
Okay.
According to the Rashba, tell me if I'm wrong. The Torah answered it, Mimela, now it has a shame aver. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would just be chveis, like a piece of fat, an aver. What's the difference? It's not. But since the Torah answered it, now it has a shame toyer. Once it has a shame toyer, then if it's nefak ein shmoyalov, then it's a problem. But it's not because where Isser is coming because it has a shame. How did it get its shame from the Torah? Whereas Tosus, the Torah answered it, and there's a direct Isser being katan being godol. The Torah. I'm saying according to, it's not because the Torah asked it. The Torah asked it is Echatim Sefer to get a shame Torah. But Betzem, it's not the same way as Tosus is learning. Tosus
that doesn't mean exactly the same as Tosus. But I'm saying the Maisa, they are with Chashev, they do take into account something what the Torah asked. That does give it a Chashivus. That gives it a shame benifra. Fine. So the Maisa, what's going to be Aloha Maisa is, it seems that many, I mean, Chutz and Venus, all the most, it seems that most of the Achrayim seem to be Machmer here by this Misparker of Bishul. And, not Lemaisa, the leg of the Nemolo is maybe more cow, because it is, let's say, Royal Achilles. It's not like the snap, you don't have the Prima Gala snap here of the fish. I mean, essentially, I don't know if it's Derek or Misparker, I know, you know, it's hard to be Magdu exactly what's Derek or Misparker, the Bishul or whatever, but, if someone cut off the leg of a Nemala, it could be that they would be made that that's going to be not a barrier anymore. But to be made, it seems that Luchari Rebu would apply some argument in Machmir in such a case. To me, it's interesting to get to the Heintig, who would then seem obviously even real, just to provide his make on it. But,
that's not something that. Even Chazanisha says by Bishu.
Yeah.
He says because it's there, it's not a Derech at Bishu, it's never, it's not Mika. It's okay. Never, yeah. Never
the
Corozo, he says.
Okay, so that.
And then he says, Never the is like.
That's the same. It's the same Oysa the Chazon Ish we quoted in the previous sugir, who said in order to be called the Taruvas, if Bechipus Godly, you could find it, it's not Taruvas at all. It has to be. In order to be. A Taruvas, it has to be not nicker, even if you're staring right at it, and then it's not a bear anymore.
So, and that's Stamali the Bishu. So it's not
Misparaper. He's not talking about Derech Misparaper, he's talking about something
that's in the Baruch Hakamri. What's the difference?
If
that's Derech Bishul.
I'm
speaking here Derech Bishul.
No, so I mean, again, even the Al-Shari Dur, even the most extreme Machmer, if you want, whatever, instead of it's missing Roshay Mishidrasay, Gugot Mishidrasay, that's going to be. If it's not a dissolved Lagam, even if Derech Bishul is something dissolved completely, it was Nimuach Lagamri, I mean, Bishul, that's Posh, it's not a berry anymore. It doesn't, she was a berry, it's gone, it's missing. Derech's parpa yidei bishul, I can't tell you an exact hagdar. But Derech's parpa yidei bishul is that when you cook a steak, you'll find there's little, a couple fibers separate off. You'll find at the end, like in the gravy, tiny fragments of meat in it. That's Derech's parpa yidei bishul. It didn't lose its shem berry. If a man is completely dissolved into mush, that's partial, that's not berry.
So what's Chazanish
thinking about? He's not going to be completely dissolved.
He's
not talking about it. If you start a steak, in any way it's a big steak. Just that there's some piece separated off, it's posh, it's nicker, it's not bottle, but it's not a taruga.
He's saying mistoma.
Yeah.
Mistoma
is
the bishop
level. An ant, you stuck in your child's
so pocket for 4 hours, that's the stomach. How long was the special
thing? It'll depend on what fell in it, how long it was there for, and what temperature was boiling.
Yeah,
about the prayer. A level of mice, you're going to need shikuladas, and it'll be a few rice and amira, and whatever. I think
so
that it,
so you're saying Chazanish Maisa wasn't naked in the case of the Shadi?
I don't see that he held it to be the Sultan. So, whatever. It's not Pasha to say that. It doesn't seem to me it's Pasha from Nachayim to say that if an ant fell in the pot, to just say, pot, to just say, oh, Mistoma, an ant in a hot pot of soup, Mistoma, a piece of a leg or a piece of an antenna would have fallen off, and Mamele is bought. That's what Pashtun say like that. L'chayr Rebbe B'chayrim don't want that. Like the Rosh should be able to say that, but we're not passing the Rosh. Unless you're going to say like the Gain, but I don't think that we pass like the Gain. Because then you'd have other people. If you're going to say like the Gain, then you'd be able to get out of...
The Gain never said about that. The Gain said about what's a barrier.
Yeah, and if we're taking a cooler, the Rosh is like, there are a barrier. It's not, like the Rosh is not a barrier anymore.
It's not unburied anymore.
Right.
Without the Gurna, never said Gurna couldn't that.
Why not?
We said, what's a burial? The Torah wants to bury everything, cool it everybody.
Okay, so something
the Torah wants to make it ois bury, instead of going to
cool it. Why don't you even mechalk becoming ois bury together the barrier? Something becomes ois bury when it no longer has the garb of a barrier. The gather of a barrier has to be shot. If now is no longer shalom, so it doesn't have to be done with anymore. It's not a new din of becoming a Yisbari. You want to start clearing, now maybe you'll say, oh, but here, well, it's a Suffolk barrier. It's a Suffolk. So when it was Mitzchila Suffolk barrier, it's a regular Suffolk drop-off. If we know it was a barrier, and now it's a Suffolk of a loss, it's shame barrier, so now you start getting into Suffolk drop-off, and then that's beyond what we've learned so far. So let's leave out of that.
You don't have the kula, whatever the shachem, all those so who hold that the aver came off, it's fine.
If you cut off an aver, that'll be said.
Then in the bishul, what comes off?
Now there's another kula you do have that you will usually have as man as that is then you will have a sex fake. Because if you're going to have...
What don't you have, Ramai? So that little bit, you mean?
To say that the stomach you're talking, the Derek Bishel, a tiny bit fell off, that is not such a shaka time. Because even if a tiny bit did fall off, I did Bishel, but you have, when you have a Suffolk that maybe there was no bug here at all, because it was only Miramotze, and in terms of whether there was a bug, but maybe it was Nimuach Lagamri, if you can, you know, it begins anyway. You can say you have a shayla of nimuach lagamri. So then luchari, then you do. If it's never, it's nafal gulgolta, you're part of the shidra or something like that. So you're real. So that everyone's going to agree is going to be a good suffix barrier.
They only say that in the case where it's suffix there in the first place.
Though. Yeah, for some reason they only want to make with sex fake, which I don't understand why it's
that. That was in the Rashba already, no? In the Beis Yosef
and Beis. My question is why? Because luchari is a suffix drabon. Why do they need that? Is that chazak isura? That's still, we get more into clarity. When we have the affluent holy sexaika, we will look like, we'll get it more of a clarity. But I hope that at least, I hope that we'll get a little bit more of a clarity from the Chayyid Avon of the Sugya here. And if not, if it still needs more, so you can talk about it, or we can spend another day on it. But I think everyone knows that the official Tachnit is anyone who didn't finish Simon Sifim Beis Gimel Dalet yet, should do Sifdei's Gimel Dalet now. And after that, we're going to Chazar Kuftes, which we skipped Chazar on. Kuftes and Kuf will have Chazar. And if Dalet finishes that before the end of the Zman, so then welcome to Chazar, whatever you want to Chazar. I would suggest doing Tzari Ches, Tzari Tes, but we'll see if anyone has time for that, and if they do, you know. Yes, I have to. Don't tell me, I want a Chazar, Gemar, Bav, Metziah. Even, someone says, I'm Mamish holding by the end of the Chazar of Nida, whatever. So I think next month, tentatively, the last hour of Second Seder will be Chazar of what we did this month. Not Chazar of Nida anymore. Yes, I know it's important to keep Chazar of Nida, but what can you do? We have to start Chazar of Nida also. So I suggest people find time on their own Chazar of Nida, because Zafayim, you have to find time on your own. We can't find that time within Kodesh to do everything. That's a good idea. We also have time to learn. Fine, so that's, I think, till the end of this month. You know, even though it's going to be just Chazaras and whatever, it's not going to be the same lachat we have to finish by this day or whatever, but I think I can trust the Olam still to, you know, find the Chazkus and the Bren to end off his man on a shtak and out, and whatever. That's then. If people finish, you know, Chazar, they don't want to Chazar, they want to come back to me and ask for some other assignment or something, I'll try to find something. For depression, maybe someone mentioned it, and if a couple other people I asked, maybe I'll try to pull together like maybe a little nivchan on what we did the winter's month. I would bet there was even more things, but we're not going to attempt to rehazer everything we did the whole winter's month. So I don't know if people can say, oh, they don't want to, you know, take a fahara on the whole winter's month without hazering with tzadi ches and tzadi tes. So whatever, we'll see, but if a couple of last.
Did you try to figure out like 2 weeks in the beginning of next month to like do a chazar?
Maybe we should have to have a chazar, but I don't know if it's the beginning because we're sort of in the middle. Maybe we haven't even made a zman. I don't know. I'll think about it. You know, I'll think about it. The etzim is what I want to do because I'm not also. I'm not going to be in the first week, 10 days of next month. I'll be in America. I was planning. I'll consider Shimon's idea, but what I was planning on telling Noel, these are named as chazar, but I was planning on telling Noel this to go on and do kuf aleph, and if we finish that kuf beis, which is also it's a hemshach of dvar sheinim b'teil. Kufa was Ketichu Niskabed, which is Vayit Yedvar Machashuvim. Kuvbez is Dovah Sheshna material, which is not Meshub Chashivus, but it's also Dovah Sheshna material. And I don't think that will get more than the very beginning of the Kuvbez before I get back, if that much. But you say maybe I have a Chazar the whole
because
winter.
When you have 1 hour to Chazar, it's different than having like a few hours at a time. You could like,
I mean, we are going to have now.
Especially since usually that.
Well, if you have that we right. each limud, this are going to have to be at the end of each simon given a couple of days to chazar. I don't know if it's enough for everybody, but at least I think we've been careful to give time to chazar every single simon, either after we learned it or after we did every once or twice. I think we did after two simonim like now, and they were short. We'll see if a lot of people want it. We could. I'll consider it. But again, certainly once we do Hanan, we'll have to have a big Chazara. Maybe we won't wait till we finish the whole Sevata for part of that Chazara, whatever. Whether right now is the best time to have a Chazara, I don't know. If we would have finished the Sukkah, you know, if it wouldn't have worked out to do Beria this last week, so maybe to get the last 2 weeks of the month, well, we'll see. It would have been more of an... I'll consider. I'll think. I'll see what other people want. Okay. If not my Natiya, but if the Olam wants it, I'll seriously consider. So I'm open to talking to you. I'm going to be around, you know, everyone else, I hope, will be around next week, and we'll see.
Otherwise, we won't be around.
Right. What? Huh? So, well, you know, it's open. I'm always up to suggestions. I don't have to write.